For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
I've been to New York City.
And I want to hear about that, but I also want you to talk about what you've been talking about before we went on the air, and that is Zoe. Some people say Zoe, but it's Zoe Caldwell.
Yes, you pronounce it with one syllable. Zoe Caldwell, great actress, who I saw many times. Interestingly, she was the original Jean Brodie in the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, Maggie Smith, famous for doing the film. But on stage, it was Zoe Caldwell, who people may remember well for originating the role of Maria Callas in Terrence McNally's Masterclass. She also did his play, Perfect Ganesh. Many wonderful, wonderful performances. In the movies, people may remember her as the Countess in Woody Allen's film, The Purple Rose of Cairo. So a major Broadway passing, 4 Tony Awards.
Now, I gather she was originally from Australia, but you've got this great imitation of her.
I don't know. It's partly a visual. Frequently, things that she said on the stage work into my everyday life.
Well, Miss Jean Brodie.
Miss Jean Brodie. Well, I didn't see her do Jean Brodie, but I could. And let me think of something I've actually seen. Caldwell as Maria Callas, Joan Sutherland. I won't hear a word against her, dear Joan. She does the best she can. Just fabulous. Growling voice.
Now, I want to hear all about your trip to New York, because it's not a typical tourist trip this time.
Whatever that means. Do you mean I'm not seeing the major musicals?
Right.
I did see a musical.
Okay.
I did see the new reworking of Meredith Willson's The Unsinkable Molly Brown, starring Beth Malone, who was in Buffalo early in her career in Ring of Fire, but got a Tony nomination for her performance in Fun Home.
Mm.
And she is Margaret, Call Me Molly Brown. And they have completely dumped the original script and have done a new book which is true to the actual life of Margaret Brown. Unsinkable, she survived the sinking of the Titanic. But her life is extraordinary.
Actually, you told me the whole show opens with a courtroom scene about the Titanic.
About the Titanic, yes, where all the women who were in the lifeboat are testifying against this man who was in charge of their lifeboat, number 6, and he became unhinged and was responsible for the loss of lives of people as the whole Titanic disaster was one tragic folly after another. And all of these women have written in. They've only asked one woman to testify, Margaret Brown, but they've gotten letters from 72 others, and they're saying, well, this man's testimony contradicts the testimony of these hysterical women. This kind of sets Margaret Brown off, and they tell her to sit down, whereas in the original script, she's fighting with her brothers out in Missouri. Here, she said, down, I only know one way, up. Then it's the story of Margaret Brown wanting herself up more than anyone else wanted her down.
And I was delighted to hear that Jane Alexander, who is, 80 years old, is back on stage.
And she's brilliant.
Wow.
She's just perfection. It's gorgeous to see her in this play called Grand Horizons, which is the name of the retirement community with progressive care in which she and her husband live. And as the play opens, they are preparing a dinner, and it's very clear that this is a ritual that they have been through thousands upon thousands of times as they're putting a meat and potatoes and vegetable dinner on the table, sitting down to eat it. And as they sit down, as she's about to take her first bite, Jane Alexander says, I think I want a divorce.
Oh, my.
And this sets off all the action of the play, their badly behaved children, and the truth behind their marriage.
Grand Horizons?
Grand Horizons. Great play and an opportunity to see Jane Alexander. And I saw some really great acting. I went to Paradise Lost, which is Milton's Paradise Lost, down on Theater Row because Alison Fraser is playing Sin. Couldn't miss that. And she really is over-the-top fabulous as Sin. But a highlight of anyone's lifetime is the chance to see the great Charles Bush, who is certainly the foremost drag performer of our time and a wonderful playwright. He wrote Psycho Beach Party. He wrote Vampire Lesbians of Sodom. He wrote The Lady in Question. He got a Tony nomination for The Tale of the Allergist's Wife. And he's currently appearing in the title role of his own play, The Legend of Lily Dare. It's based on those pre-code movies about fallen women.
Mm.
And a lot of the dialogue, as always in a Charles Bush play, is borrowed from familiar films and plays. So there's a whole sequence that you recognize as being pulled entirely from All About Eve or from I Want to Live, from Madame X, all of these films. And to see Charles Bush perform these roles himself, it's quite a privilege, and you have the sense of being at something that's not only deranged for its broad comedy, but historic for seeing one of the great clowns of all time performing in drag. And that's Charles Bush, can be seen live on stage in New York City in the Legend of Lily Dare. And you have to go to New York York City to see it because I don't think he's going to tour.
Sounds like quite a trip. I think we've talked on this program about everything that's on stage now, but looking at the listings, my, there are at least 9 things about to open in a matter of days.
And at the Alleyway last night, Scotch and Madness,
right.
A new play by Tatiana Gelfand and Paul Jensen opened about a man working a crisis hotline, I gather. But we'll get around to see that and talk about it next week. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.